Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about anything you would like to discuss here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you there. We're going to talk a little bit about smuggling tonight. Mark, you actually sent me a story about a dark web drug dealer, an alleged dark web drug dealer, somebody who sells, is this actually a recipient? Is this a dealer or a recipient? I'm not sure about this. It says here dealer. Anyway, somebody who was getting drugs shipped to or from was busted, and they were using the underground dark web to do so. Sites like the Silk Road, which we've talked about so many times. So I want to share that story with you here. But in other smuggling news, to start things out, this story coming out of the Daily Mail at dailymail.co.uk, where, according to the story here, more than 24 critically endangered cockatoos were rescued by police after being found stuffed in water bottles for illegal trade.
Cockatoos stuffed in water bottles.
Yes, and there are pictures of cockatoos in water bottles. How you manage to get a cockatoo into a water bottle, I'm not really sure. But nonetheless,
the smugglers are resourceful people.
Yep, the smugglers crammed the yellow-crested cockatoos into empty bottles so they could get through customs at the port of Tanjung Perak in Surabaya, Indonesia. But Indonesia police discovered the birds, which can be sold for as much as £650 each, and cut them free so they could receive medical attention. The yellow-crested cockatoo was listed as a critically endangered species by the International Union for the Conservation of Nature and Natural Resources in 2007.
So are there, I mean, I feel like I've seen yellow-crested cockatoos in the past, and where I would have seen them would be people's homes. I can remember specifically a friend of my mother's when I was younger had a house full of birds. It was insane how many bird cages was in this house. And she was a bit of a breeder, as you might imagine, by having all those cages in the house. So is it hard to breed these birds in captivity? It seems like they've been in captivity a long time. My normal go-to on this would be, see, the yellow-crested cockatoo is endangered by these stupid endangered species laws. But,
well, that's true.
It sounds like there might be a problem with the species breeding in captivity or something.
So it appears what they do is they cut the bottoms off of the bottle.
Yeah, that seems obvious. They certainly didn't put it through the tiny little hole people drink out of.
Shove the bird into the bottle. The population of the birds is at a critical low due to deforestation, says the piece here at Daily Mail, and poaching, and recent studies suggest there may be less than 7,000 individual birds remaining. More than 10,000 parrots, including lories and cockatoos, are caught from the wild in North Halmahera, Indonesia, each year to supply the domestic and international illegal wildlife trade. So this is kind of what you're talking about there, Mark. And by the way, Rich Paul joining us in studio tonight as well. Hello, Rich.
Hey, Ian.
So anyway, what you were saying, Mark, was that, you know, because these birds are illegal to own and they're illegal to trade, they're illegal to buy, sell, give away, because of that, they fetch a higher price than they otherwise would if there was a legal marketplace, just like drugs, right? So when drugs are made illegal, when alcohol is made illegal, when gambling, when prostitution, whatever it is, when birds, in this case, are made illegal, they go into the underground. They go into the realm of the criminal distribution element, and now you've got criminals who are shoving birds into plastic bottles so they can pack them into whatever they were packed into, a box of some sort of shipping crate or whatever, and fit as many of these birds into a small space as they possibly can to hopefully successfully smuggle them through some border somewhere to take them to their ultimate destination where they'll be distributed to whoever the people are that are looking to buy these birds. And there are people who are looking to buy these birds, obviously.
You better believe it.
They're willing to pay hundreds of pounds for one of these birds, and so they're willing to pay a price that is motivating to a criminal to go ahead and take the risks that are necessary, possible felony charges or whatever, to smuggle these birds.
If you're poor enough, anything's going to be worth it.
Yeah, for sure. And so, you know, think about how this would be different or could be different if the birds were actually legal to own and sell. Because if they were legal to own and sell, you'd have a situation where, okay, there may be some companies who you didn't agree with how they raised the birds, like, you know, the way they call them, the puppy mill puppies.
Yeah.
I think these are the kind of puppies that are raised in these supposedly unsafe conditions with deleterious effects on the wellness of the dogs.
So well, hold on. When it comes to puppy mills, there's everybody has their own opinion as to what a puppy mill is,
yeah.
too. So
I've never been to a puppy mill, so I have no personal experience.
A lot of people out there, basically, if you breed a dog, you are a puppy mill, right? Like, so
I don't know that.
My mother bred one dog a year for a few years when I was young, and some people would call her a puppy mill simply because she had purebred dogs, and that's just not acceptable for whatever. Mm. And there are other people out there that, you know, these people often say, you gotta rescue a dog for this dog to be sort of legitimate. And a rescue can look like anything, right? Like, we rescued them from the puppy mill by buying them from the puppy mill. I mean, like, what is a rescue? Do you have to run in and grab the dog and run out? I mean, is it somebody who didn't want a dog? There's all kinds of things. It's terminology that floats around here. I think that the shaming that goes on around animals can be really detrimental in that way.
Well, I mean, I was using the term puppy mill to describe some sort of large operation where the dogs aren't treated very well and they end up sick at the end of it because of inbreeding or the conditions or whatever. I don't have intimate familiarity with it, but when I think of puppy mill, I don't think of an individual breeder who's taking good
care
of it.
You're supposed to, because it's a loaded term.
You're supposed to think of individual breeders?
No, you're supposed to think of, this large thing. That way somebody who, you know, wants to use a loaded term can refer to anybody as a puppy mill, and you get this idea in your mind that they're somehow kept in, like, some unair-conditioned tobacco barn full of dogs with one eye.
My point in bringing that up was to point out that there are places, right, where, you know, dogs are brought up in undesirable conditions, right?
So, I would assume.
Just because of the nature of people, some of them are going to be more attentive to certain things than others, right? The same thing with chickens. This is a big deal with chickens, with the free-range chickens.
Yep.
Right? This is important to you, Mark. You're a farmer.
Well, we get free-range eggs.
You had chickens. You don't do them anymore, right?
God, no. I slipped on chicken poop a couple of times going out to get the eggs in the middle of, or going out to take care of the chickens in the middle of winter, because you don't get eggs and when they're molting and when it's cold. And I'm just, ice and chicken poop don't mix. I'm not in. I'm out.
So anyway, the point being that in a legal market of exotic birds, I acknowledge there would probably be some people raising birds in a way that maybe others would have an issue with. But on the other hand, there would be people raising cockatoos in a very respectful manner and selling them in a very respectful manner to where nobody's shoving a cockatoo into a water bottle to try to transport it, right? If you were buying a bird in the legal market, it's going to come to you in a much more safe manner. And it will certainly come to you in a manner that will make it less likely to die in transit. According to the story here at the Daily Mail, around 40% of smuggled birds die during the illegal smuggling process.
They might as well, right? Like, they got to get the birds through in some way or another. If there's going to be an attrition rate, this is basically the same as the slave ships coming from Africa, right? Who cares if some of them die as long as we get the payout at the end?
So for every 1,000 parrots caught from the wild, 400 birds died in vain during the poaching, transportation, and trade due to poor conditions and cruel handling. According to the story, most parrots are prohibited from international commercial trade unless they are captive bred or permitted by the exporting country. Yellow-crested cockatoos also breed very slowly and lay eggs only once a year. They can produce only 2 eggs at a time. Illegal trapping continues in many areas, including Rawa Alpa Watsumohai National Park, Bhutan, and Katdua Islands, but it has reportedly been reduced significantly on Sumba. Large-scale logging.
It sounds like the demand, cockatoo breeders just aren't keeping up with the demand for cockatoos, sadly.
Well, if they could operate legally, it might be a lot easier for
the breeders
to do that.
It's illegal generally in a lot of places to sell these things.
To sell them, period, unless they're captive bred, it said.
Oh, there's all kinds of restrictions on these, Mark. So there's more coming up here in moments. And also only if the countries allow the import, which I suspect very few do. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
There are two types of advertising. Pull advertising, like Google AdWords, where a consumer goes looking for widgets near them and you try to pull them in with your ad away from the other widget purveyors. Then there's push advertising, where you push your message out about your great widgets and attempt to convince people who weren't thinking about widgets at all that what they need in their life right now is your widget. Radio is push advertising. In the course of a week, there are probably over 250,000 good folks listening to Free Talk Live. And they could hear your message. We're having a sale right now, and it ends May 15th. 200 30-second ads for $1,997. That's like 10 bucks an ad. Find another show with that kind of rate with 150-plus stations. Email me, markedge@freetalklive.com, and I'll set you up. You don't need to have an ad. We'll produce it for you. Buy 200 30-second ads by May 15th and get them for less than $10 apiece. It's a big savings, and you don't want to miss it. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com, now.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support Free Talk Live, throw some Bitcoin in the Bitcoin tip jar over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Or maybe you've got some altcoins that you want to get rid of. You can actually send us your altcoins, but shapeshift.io will translate them into Bitcoins for us. They will transfer them, which is awesome. And you can do all of that from bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But if you want to be able to do that, you have to actually have those coins first, and you can get Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Dogecoin all over at ExpressCoin.com. ExpressCoin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrency. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check, and you can get started over at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can also do it from your smartphone via their app, which you can grab at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of the cryptocurrency of your choice with no fee, no transfer fee at all, when you use coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, Jim is in Durham, North Carolina. We've been talking about smuggling birds and legalizing endangered species, legalizing the ownership and sale of those endangered species. But you can also bring up anything you want. Jim, you're on the air listening to Talk Radio 850 there in Durham.
Well, listen, I just wanted to say that anytime you try to legalize something that's illegal, the government gets their hands in it and they start putting regulations and rules and things in place to the point where it makes it almost physically unable for you to be able to buy something that's regulated by a government office. And it actually strengthens, I think, the underground economy to the point you go to it rather than go to a established place to get that commodity because it's cheaper.
Well, now, let's talk about what's happening out in like Colorado or Washington, for instance, where cannabis has recently been legalized and people are buying it. Sure, some are still buying it from the underground, but there are a lot of people who are buying it legally through the, you know, the various distribution channels that have cropped up there. So I don't know if there's a real argument that the underground is going to get any stronger as a result of legalization. If anything, it's going to get weaker because they're going to be subject to greater competition than ever before, which will cut into their profit margins somewhat.
Well, isn't there a supply problem, though, in Washington?
Not. I don't know. Not that I've heard. Rich, have you heard anything?
A supply problem of laws in Washington, D.C.?
No, of cannabis.
Okay.
Yes. There's a supply problem, and people are having to go to the underground economy because of the supply problem. That's what I've been reading.
Yeah. Well, that will happen in a regulated industry anytime you... when you mess with the market, you will create problems, and this is not a free market out there. It's a little bit freer because marijuana is legal, but
I don't know, Jim.
But there's only licensed producers that can happen, but there shouldn't be a supply problem if it's not about licensed producers.
I don't know where that information is.
Temporary.
Just to clarify, I don't know where that information is coming from. I don't see news about it. I just searched for it, and there's a story from just a few months ago. Washington's pot supply is driving down price. There's a glut of cannabis.
That's exactly the point I'm trying to make.
That's not a supply problem. If there's too much, that's not a problem.
The legal supply is where the problem is.
What you're saying is the underground economy has gone down. The underground economy, for marijuana?
The pricing on the underground cannabis has gone down.
That's not a problem.
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing for the buyers.
Low prices mean efficient production.
Yeah. Right. And when you said there was a supply problem, Jim, when you said there was a supply problem, I interpreted that to mean that there was not enough to feed the demand. And if that was what you meant, you're wrong.
No,
but
no.
What you're saying is, by supply problem, you mean there's too much marijuana. That, by no definition, is a problem except for the producers who might have overproduced, in which case they'll have to lower their prices to sell out whatever remaining stock they have, so the customers benefit.
All I'm saying is that's what's going to happen with, say, birds.
Yes, you know, absolutely. The price of birds, if you legalize the legal, if you make it legal for people to breed and sell birds legally, domestic birds, then the wild ones will get, at that point, too difficult to catch for the price, because you'll drive down the price because there'll be more legal birds.
And again, there's no problem with that. Why do you see that as a problem? Lower prices, greater supply.
I think we just got started off on the wrong foot. I think we agree with each other. I was just trying to make the point that it would necessarily drive the prices down. That's all I mean.
It will.
That's
every
a
time.
Good thing. Yeah. And that's what we want to have happen. Not only will it drive prices down, but it'll make it so the birds are treated better by the people who are raising them. When they're shipping these birds, they won't ship them in water bottles, shoved into bottles in, you know, unsafe, dangerous conditions that are resulting in nearly half of the birds perishing in transit. So
it'll be in small cages in the bottoms of planes.
Maybe so. It's certainly better than being shoved in a bottle. Anything else you want to share with us tonight, Jim?
I hope you guys have a great evening. I appreciate the show. It's always informative, and it's on so many different levels. I really enjoy the program.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Do me a favor, then, if you really like Free Talk Live, and call WPTK there in your area and tell the program director that you appreciate that they have Free Talk Live on the air. I know they'll appreciate hearing from you. If you take a moment to do that, I appreciate that. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. So let's just make sure we're clear on this. A glut of supply is not a problem.
Well, it is if you're the supplier.
If you're the supplier, it's a problem. But as far as the consumer's perspective, as far as the, you know, the world's perspective, as far as, you know, what is happening out there, it's better to have more of something than less of something.
Yeah, when you have a glut of something, what you're going to see is the inefficient producers shutting down. And that's exactly what they should do, so their capital can be liquidated and used to start some other enterprise where there isn't, and that will resolve the glut.
Right. I don't know why people want these fancy chickens, but you know, there's a certain amount of people in a marketplace that want yellow crested cockatoos, and fine, they should be able to get them if that's what they want to do. If there are 10 people that want them, and 5 people, you know, 5 birds that are available for sale, you're going to see the price be rather high.
Mm-hmm.
If there are 10 people that want them and 15 birds for sale, then you're going to see people, the price is going to be much more reasonable on them. It's going to, you know, producer's going to look at, well, how much does it cost me to produce this? And is this worth it? I've got to bring my prices down. And at the lower prices, it's still worth it to me. You know, some people are going to say yes, and some people are going to say no. And that's just how it goes. Some people are going to breed birds and sell birds for the love of birds, and that's even going to throw the market off, you know, drive the price down even further, because those people don't even want to make any money.
Yeah.
At that point, you're only going to have birds that are lovingly cared for, and then everybody's happy. The marketplace has the best solution here.
It absolutely
does. For people
that
want fancy, expensive chickens.
And you have to allow the market to work, to come up with the best solutions, because when people look at the idea of getting rid of an endangered species, you know, what I mean by that is getting rid of the list of endangered species, they bristle at that and they say, whoa, we've got to protect these species. But what they don't realize is that the government is putting them in greater danger by setting them in this protected class.
I still say the best thing to do is go to the feed store in the spring and buy a chick for 99 cents and raise it.
All right.
Produce eggs for you.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Here, you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online and drop by freetalklive.com. All the features are free, and they're waiting for you there. So go and enjoy at freetalklive.com. Are you using ProXPN yet? Well, if not, you can go and get started right now for free over at proxpn.com/FTL. And you can download their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS, Android, Linux, whatever system you're using. There's probably a ProXPN waiting for you. And ProXPN will encrypt your internet connection, meaning your internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing online once you start using ProXPN. Also, anybody that might be trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets from your smartphone or your laptop, they will also not have any clue what you're up to anymore. So start using ProXPN right now at ProXPN.com. expn.com/FTL. Then, when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account to get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access, private torrenting ability, and getting past regionally blocked websites, you can do that by using code FTL50, FTL like Free Talk Live, and 50 as in 50% off the price of the annual account, which breaks down to less than $5 per month. ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL50. You get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. It's a great discount on privacy that is priceless. It's ProXPN.com/FTL, promo code FTL50. As we continue here, we were talking about smuggling, specifically, in this case, smuggling birds. And it's actually been a while since we've had this topic on the show. But
it comes up, you know, kind of regularly.
Yeah, I don't know if it's regular, but
regular can mean every 2 years.
Okay, yeah, maybe. Maybe. I feel like we've only done it 2 or 3 times over a decade.
Yeah.
But there was one years ago that I actually turned into a promo because I think this is just – I think this smuggling of birds is such an interesting example of how prohibition works and the effects – that it has, and that, you know, it's not your typical prohibited product. Normally, when you think of prohibition, you think of drugs, you think of guns, you think of prostitution, gambling, all the vices.
Yep.
But you don't think about animals, and it can be a real shocker to people to realize that, oh, look, well, the government bans the raising and the selling of these birds. Many governments do, not all of them, but many governments around the world. The government, you know, labels these things as endangered, ostensibly to protect them. And ultimately what that does is it puts them in greater danger. It puts them in danger because poachers are willing to go out and risk arrest for capturing these animals. Further, the smugglers are willing to risk arrest for smuggling these animals, ultimately to get them to their final destination of likely some wealthy person's home, because they're paying.
Who probably is you're mostly ignorant of what they've done.
That's probably true.
The vast majority of people who buy these animals probably were sold, you know, by a pet store or something like that. Somehow they go from the black or gray market into the white market without people necessarily knowing. I have never been confronted by somebody on the street going, "Psst, hey, want to buy a yellow-crested cockatoo?" Like, that doesn't happen. That's not the way the black market works.
You got to seek them out. And how you find those? Well, that really begs an interesting question: is how do you find these underground connections? I mean, are they buying them on the Silk Road? Is there an animals section in there? Where does one go? It's got to be a who you know kind of thing, like in the rich, well, the halls of the rich.
This isn't about who knows. Yellow crested cockatoos isn't about rich people.
No,
no.
650 pounds. How many dollars is that?
$750. You can pay that for an animal real easily. A show dog will cost you.
I don't think the average person can pay $700 easily for an animal.
Okay.
There's a lot of relatively poor people who pay hundreds of dollars
for animals.
This person's going to live longer than you.
I used to sell weed to some of them, and it would astound me that, you know, this person would say, you know, they'd come through like, "Oh yeah, I bought this dog for $600 because it was really cute," and I'm thinking, "Are you serious?
But they're barely paying their own bills.
Were you trying to trade me food stamps for weed yesterday?" You know, and it's weird.
So they're taking care of an animal better than they're taking care of themselves.
Yeah, basically.
A show dog will get between $1,000 and $1,200, depending on the breed and all that stuff, some even more than that. And a dog lives 10 years, some cases as low as 6 when you're talking about Great Danes. Hmm. This bird is going to live as long as you, Ian, if not longer. And so this is not, if you're talking about a $1,000 bird, you're not talking about a very expensive thing. I was just looking into heritage breed pigs. Consider, a pig is good for only one thing, people. It produces pork. I was looking at, you know, just regular, what we call white pigs, you know, mixed bred pigs, and blister old spots and mule foots. And the price difference is essentially for a piglet, you're talking $100, maybe $125 for a regular pig. And this year, there's a dearth of piglets, so the prices have been driven up. And versus $350 per pig for a breeding pair. So $700 for a breeding pair of blister old spots. Mm-hmm. And probably similar for the mule foots from what I could tell. But they don't grow quite as big, and I wasn't as interested.
So I guess my question still stands, though, is how do you find these connections? I mean, when you're dealing with drugs, they're fairly popular, right? So you can usually ask somebody, hey, you know, can you hook me up with whoever sold you that bag of marijuana? And you know, if you're friends with that person and that person trusts you, they're likely to go ahead and introduce you to their dealer or whatever. So, you know, there's a word of mouth thing that goes on there. But there are probably not that many people that are interested in yellow-crested cockatoos, you know, on average, that you might know in your general life. So I'm just wondering, you know, how this goes. Is somebody going into the pet store and just wondering aloud, do you have any yellow-crested cockatoos? And then the guy behind the desk is like, well, that's illegal, but I know somebody who knows somebody. I mean, how does the connection get made here?
I've got a guess. I would imagine, this is a guess, that the pet stores are probably dealing with normal bred, you know, domestic these cockatoos, mm-hmm. right? So they're probably coming from sort of legit channels and they check it out a little more. But if you're going to find something like this, you're probably going on the internet to some extent to find things. So oftentimes, if you're buying an animal, you're going to buy it from an individual. We got our retriever from some people that breed golden retrievers. And you can call it a rescue if you want. We got, you know, she has a better life at my house than she did over that house, whatever. And, you know, that's kind of how these things go. If that dog, I wouldn't necessarily know if that dog was smuggled in from Bangladesh. Do you see what I'm saying? So essentially they end up being a front organization. What happens is you basically have to, you know, figure out some way to get it into the country. Once you get it into the country, you find the people who would, hey, I've got some yellow-crested cockatoos. Well, I love those. I'd love to help you sell those. I know lots of people. And then you essentially get that person to, you know, well, I've got a source for yellow-breasted cockatoos. We have a very prolific breeder, and I'd like to help you with them. And so that's how you get these birds, you know, disseminated, is you've got to find somebody who's going to fit into the culture.
I'm trying to think what I would do if I had a shipment of yellow cockatiels to get rid of, and if possession of them isn't illegal, and it sounds like captive born ones are legal?
I'm not sure. The article here is from the UK. It doesn't go into U.S. law. It is illegal to possess. Probably in some places it's illegal to possess, and others it's illegal to sell or import. So I can't tell you what the legality is in New Hampshire or in the United States.
You know, the other thing you can do is tack up a sign at your grocery store and say bird for sale.
Yeah, you could do that.
You know, just like you'd get rid of an ordinary pet that was maybe a purebred and you wanted to sell it instead of just finding a good home.
But don't mention the kind of bird publicly.
Well, maybe don't do. Right? I mean, there aren't, as far as I know, federal agents, you know, combing the supermarkets looking for.
I see. So posted
birds
on a poster board in real life, but not necessarily on Craigslist.
Or you might put it on Craigslist.
Because that's going to get you attention. I mean, if there is an agent who's investigating illegal bird trade, then posting to Craigslist could very well result in an investigation.
Yeah, right? And the other thing is, you know, I would imagine that people who like birds flock together. And so it might well be that
the word just gets around.
There's a lot of word of mouth, but there are ways you could get rid of it. You can get rid of anything without people.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, we'll talk about a different kind of smuggling, this through the mail and drugs. 855-450-FREE. Share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt, too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-399-1993. That's 1-800-399-1993. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993. 1-800-399-1993.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you to dial in toll-free and share your thoughts with us about whatever you'd like to discuss with us. We're talking about smuggling birds and the sort of the animal underground. It's seems like a really dark area that doesn't get a lot of press coverage, with birds, in this case, cockatoos, being shoved into water bottles, like plastic water bottles, for transport to whichever destination, where they would fetch over 650 pounds in value for each bird. 40% of the birds dying in transit during this whole smuggling process, and basically just taking the position. And Dr. Mary Ruart, I think, deserves a lot of credit for putting this position out there. It's where I learned about it in her book, Healing Our World, taking the position that it's the prohibition of these animals that contributes to their decline, that contributes to their elimination from the world. And that's what they're seeing here with this cockatoo, is that the numbers are going down because no one can own these things in most places. They're considered endangered. You can't own, you can't trade in this bird. So therefore, the only people who are owning and trading the birds are those who are willing to break the law. And that sends those birds underground, and it restricts the supply of what could be available in the world. If you look at legal animals, animals you can legally own, you can legally buy, sell, trade, whether we're talking about dogs, cows, chickens. There's no shortage of chickens and cows, right? All of these things that are so useful in our lives because we've figured out ways to make neat things from them, useful tools or luxury items. And
a lot of this has to do with people's attachment to the animals in an emotional way, right? Like people think dogs are a wonderful thing until you start saying you want to eat one.
Mm-hmm.
However, it's, eating, say, raising a pig or a cow or a chicken for food. Nobody seems to really have a problem with that. What they say
not
to themselves.
Many people.
Yeah, not nearly as many people.
Right.
So it sort of comes down to how we were socialized as individuals to think about individual types of animals. Well, I'm here to tell you there's not much difference between keeping a cockatoo, a yellow-crested cockatoo for a pet, and keeping a cat for a pet, except the cat will eat the cockatoo. There's just not that much of a difference out there. I can see why you might want to prohibit the possession of predators or very strong animals. I get why...
Cats and dogs are predators.
I'm talking about Bengal tigers, my friend. Like, there's a difference between...
Not domesticated predators.
Right. There's a difference between Edith having a little kitty who sits on her lip during the day and having a Bengal tiger, right, that she can't control. And, she lets out to go to the bathroom in the yard. And, it devours people's animals and children and people themselves.
So what were you suggesting about the tiger? I missed that.
I can see why the government might be more interested in prohibiting, predators or something like that, big predators, charismatic megafauna, as it were. But when you're talking about a bird, it's just, I understand you don't want them taken from the wild. I don't want them taken from the wild either. The problem is prohibiting the trade of domestic birds.
I guess the question for the kind of person who might be listening to this discussion, saying to themselves, these animals have rights and they should not be owned and they deserve to be in, not in captivity and not be traded. I think that those people have to choose from two possible worlds. One is the world where you prohibit the animal from being owned, where we see what happens. The animals end up in the hands of smugglers and being severely mistreated. Mm-hmm. Or the other world where you allow people to own, to possess, to trade, buy and sell in these animals, which will result in more of the animals existing. Now, maybe they won't all exist in circumstances that you find ideal, but more of them will exist, and there's almost zero chance they'll ever go extinct. So I guess the question is, what's more important to you? Is having more of the animals in the world in various different types of captivity and non-captivity worth is that better to you than having them dying off slowly as the smuggling market suffocates these animals to death?
This happened. And what we're talking about here is property rights. And the thing is, there is one counterexample, which is there are places in Africa that I've read about where the native tribes have basically been given property rights in the big game animals. And
right,
so
like
what
elephants.
They do is they take care of them and they make sure that they're okay, and they get paid by the small number of hunters that are willing to go in and pay the fee to hunt one of these things. And that's where the money comes from that takes care of the animals. And in those areas, some of those endangered species are actually rebounding.
Yeah.
Right. This is what happened to the Western black rhino. It was prohibited for it to be hunted. It was prohibited to be sold, traded in, any parts of it, and all this stuff. And it has, this subspecies is extinct. It's gone because somebody made a rule so that you can't trade in them. And I get where, the simpleton would say, well, it seems very simple. We'll just pass a law that says you can't do it. Well, I got news for you. It doesn't work. And it hasn't worked. Please stop doing this.
And it doesn't work in anything. I hear simpletons saying we should. I like that word, simpleton. I'm going to use that. But I think it comes down to this idea that money is somehow bad and dirty. So if something is very important, then we must prohibit the mixture of money with it. But what that means in the real world is we starve it of resources.
Mm.
Money is resources. So if you say, well, medicine is too important and therefore it must be free, then you starve it of the money that pays for it. If you say water is too important to be sold and everybody has a right to water, so we're going to prohibit the sale of it, then there's nobody out there purifying water.
Because, indeed.
You know, you can't do things unless you get paid for them.
Yeah, and the belief that money is the root of all evil is a fairly common belief. This is sort of a cliche almost. It's so typical out there that people have that belief. And really, it's not true at all. Money's just a tool. Evil people can use money and good people can use money. So it really just, you know, depends on the intentions of the person who has the money, right?
I remember seeing an article one time that said if they'd taken, like, the same amount of money that they put into lobbying to save the rainforest and
just saved it,
bought the rainforest, they could have bought like 75% of it and owned it and protected it.
That is a really great point, because we forgot to point it out, is when you look at things like this, I mean, let's take a look at who's been successful. Just this week, Obama apparently signed something that's going to allow Arctic drilling. And again, the activists are upset. No Arctic drilling! But these are the same activists, likely, that wanted the government to have the you know, wanted some government agency to have control over it so that no one could Arctic drill. Well, this is what happened under a Democratic president. Under George Bush, ANWR was opened up for pipeline or drilling or something like that. This is the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge. And it just keeps happening. Stop! I mean, because you're falling into the whole watermelon thing, right? You're green on the outside, but you're really red on the inside. Like, you're not an eco-activist. You're a socialist because you want to turn everything over to the government, and the government keeps screwing you. Stop it.
That's a great point. Stop getting screwed. A real eco-activist would go out and buy the property and put
like the Audubon Society,
right,
and Ducks Unlimited and all these organizations that are actually saving land.
And don't forget U.S. paper.
I'm not familiar with that.
I think it's U.S. paper. There are paper companies that own huge tracts of forest.
They can go out and camp and
do whatever, but then every once in a while they come along and they cut down the trees and they plant some more.
Yep.
You know, and if you're concerned about global warming, that's a great thing to do, because those trees that are cut, some of them are going to become lumber and get built into houses, and that's a great way to sequester carbon.
So you can share your thoughts here. Maybe you disagree and you think prohibiting ownership of birds and other animals is the right way to protect them, even though it seems to me
I've never heard an argument that makes any sense on this.
Right.
It's all emotional.
Right. All of the evidence is against you if that's what you believe. But if you do believe that, I'd love to hear from you toll free at 855-450-FREE.
It's emotional and it's based on intentional misteaching of the principles of economics also.
And speaking of teaching, this just goes all the way to the heart of the school kids. I recently saw some campaign where the teachers have the kids, you know, to figuring out ways that we can get around without using cars. And now this doesn't have anything to do with alternative resources. This has to do with not using cars. And that's a different thing than, hey, let's figure out other things to oil and stuff like that. And also, I still don't feel like this whole global warming carbon thing has been entirely settled. There's always some news story coming out and saying, oh, that's not true, or whoop, this is true. And it's confusing to just the average person like me.
Well, speaking of traveling,
I'll be more convinced that they're right about what's going to happen in 100 years when they can predict the weather next Tuesday.
We'll be back with more. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.